Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now, very excited to welcome on to the BetQL guest line and start by wishing him a happy birthday. Mr. Joe Theismann joins us. What's up, Joe? How are you, man?
Thank you, JP. I appreciate that very, very much. Great to join you on the first Monday of the season. And I hate to say it, but things didn't look a whole lot different.
Sorry, what is this, the 50th birthday, Joe?
Actually, it's 51. Thank you. So you were close.
But thank you for making time for us on your birthday. I'm sure there are some golf courses out there calling your name.
I'm like B. Mitch. There's always a tee time waiting for us somewhere.
I love it. You said something interesting there, and I tend to agree with you, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that what we saw yesterday didn't look all that different from what we've seen the last couple seasons. What stood out to you in the 37-20 loss to Tampa?
Well, I think big plays by, Tampa's offense getting behind our guys was an issue and has been, and it will be. And, this year to me is a little bit different. I think what Dan and Adam are trying to do is you're building a foundation here. I anticipated communication issues because you basically have started half of your football team, whether it's part of the offense, part of the defense, that hadn't been there. And it takes time to develop a cohesiveness, and it takes time to develop a communication, especially when you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that Mike Evans is just a beast to deal with anyway. The first touchdown catch he makes is like, I don't care who was covering him. It didn't matter. But, people seem to get by our secondary a little too frequently for me as far as the defense goes. I thought the line, really put a lot of pressure on Baker at times. Just couldn't quite grab him and get him down. He made some, he made some really good plays. You could see the difference in somebody being comfortable in a pocket. And in Jaden's case, not comfortable yet in a pocket. I mean, you can see the distinctive difference between experience and youth.
Do you notice, is it going to be a situation where, you, like you said just now, they're trying to build a foundation? And I understand that. And I they have to figure out this thing, and they're looking at it for the long haul. But there are a lot of fans who just see when anything new come in, they automatically expect it to just be there, be finished. What would you tell the people like that, that where you know the foundation is trying to be built, but they want you to win yesterday?
You know, it's human nature. It really is. It's just human nature, you know. But Jaden was the first pick. Everybody knew he had to be the first pick. He's a very talented young man. We got a tiny, tiny little sample of his athleticism and his abilities in preseason. And you and I have talked about this. Do not take anything out of preseason. And now there is no preseason. All preseason is right now is an evaluation process for coaches to figure out how to fill out a 53-man roster. The three of us could sit down and write in 45 players that would make this Commanders football team. Of course, this year is a little different because a lot of guys came in. But we could, you know, all you're looking for is five or six spots.
Yeah.
And then your practice squad. Because that's preseason has become worthless other than for that particular purpose. I think that, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, this is going to require patience and time. And it's something that we haven't seen it here.
Yeah.
I mean, since I got hurt, just as an example, since I got hurt in 85, I believe there are 43 different starting quarterbacks in Washington over that period of time.
That's crazy.
In the last 20 years, there's like, and you know, I mean, we've seen coaches come and go. We've seen philosophies change. We've seen players change. But unless you have stability at that position, you really don't stand a chance to enjoy any degree of success. And I think that's the frustrating part for me as a fan and all of our fans. And I think Jaden is going to be a wonderful foundation. He has the athleticism. Now we have to watch him grow into playing the position. His footwork, he was rushed yesterday. This is the first time. You know, the difference in preseason for a series and the difference in a 60-minute football game are night and day.
Yep.
The speed of the game, the pressure you're going to be under, the awkwardness that you have to be able to make plays, trying to get the ball out of your hands. And I will tell you this, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, when you drop back against these defenses, you have no idea what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to figure out who's supposed to be where. You can sit and study all the film you want, but then coaches are going to make adjustments to you. If you escape to the left, what they're going to do is they're going to pressure you from the right side, and they're going to hold that right defensive end until you go to him. I mean, it's all the little. Now we start to get into the little nuances of the game, but foundationally, I think it was important that Jaden had a chance to see himself on film and be able to evaluate his reads, his delivery, his footwork. And it can't be Cliff and the coaching staff doing it. He's got to be honest with himself and say, okay, these are the areas where I need to improve. This is what I saw. I used to sit in meetings with quarterbacks at the park. I'd sit down with different guys that have been there, young guys. And I'd say to them, you know, we'd be studying film. I said, what did you see? And then my next comment to them would be very simple. Don't tell me what you think you want me to hear. Tell me why you did this so that we can build on it. And that's the thing that you'll sit down with Jaden and say, okay, why did you go here? You know, obviously everybody's going to miss deep throws. I mean, you know, I'd love to seen him hit Terry with that one. It would have, I think, been a, you know, real shot in the arm for him and for the team. But hey, everybody misses him.
Yep.
You know, the worst performance yesterday was by far Bryce Young.
Sure.
By far.
In his second year.
Carolina.
Too.
I mean, it was just – and of course, you can't take 3 years off and expect to play the Dallas Cowboys if you're Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And we saw what Russ can do. That's why I'm just – you know, people asked me about Jaden in the beginning of the year, guys, and I said very simply, I want him to start 17 football games at least. I want to see him start 17 football games. That way he'll be able to accumulate continuing knowledge to get better and better and better at his trade. You know, Deshaun Watson's played 12 games in 3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. With Jake,
it's rust. It's, you know, Mitch, you know what it's like. If you got hurt and missed 3 weeks, how did you feel? Imagine missing basically 3 years.
Yeah, you're starting over. But let me ask you this question. Like, you said Jaden should be doing that. I look at it this way. I think the other players also, because we have a lot of players who've heard a lot of good talk about themselves, and, you know, and you believe what you hear. But I think it's time for players to be truthful to themselves and look at what they're not doing right and improve it. Like, this is not college. This is not high school. Not Little League. This is the pros. No. This is your profession.
You're not on scholarship, right, Mitch? You're not on scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
Well, being on scholarship nowadays, you make more money than you make playing college.
Especially as a rookie. Time.
But I agree with you. I think it's, you know, you have to be accountable to yourself, number one. And then you have to be accountable to your teammates. What are you – every guy in that locker room today, you know, I would say every guy in that locker room has to look at that film and say, how can I get better at what I do? Yeah. How can I get better? I don't need a I don't need a coach telling me that I need to do this. He can guide me. He can give me guidance. He can share wisdom with me. But I'm the one that has to implement it. I'm the one that has to stay late. I'm the one that has to work harder. If we have a chance to be what we want to be and what our fans want us to be as a football team, then it's got to be individual accountability.
Yeah.
Be accountable to that guy in that locker next to you. I think that's so vitally important.
I'm with you.
You're saying the same thing.
Yeah. Talking with Joe Theismann here on the BetQL guest line. Joe T, the last great quarterback in Washington, and it's been some time in between. Happy birthday to Joe Theismann today. I appreciate you making time for us on your birthday.
You're welcome.
What did you like from Jaden yesterday?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I thought there were times that he made some good throws. I thought he showed a degree of composure at times in the pocket with a lot of things going on around him. I mean, he felt pressure, but he didn't see it. Now, I'll explain the difference.
Yeah.
You're going to feel pressure. You're going to move around. I thought he protected the ball pretty well in the pocket. He just, I mean, it was sort of hard to evaluate because he was the leading rusher by, 40 yards?
By a pretty wide margin, yeah.
But I mean, you know, you're not going to make a living in this business, and you're not going to survive if you're going to be the leading rusher. I don't care whether you're Anthony Richardson or Josh Allen or anybody. It's not going to work out that way. You play the position to throw the football. I thought there was a foundation to build on where he got the ball out of his hands. When he knew what he wanted to do with the football, we could see what it looked like. Now it's a question of building on that. Know what you want to do with the football. The Giant defense, you know, they're going to come at you. Now he has a real sense for the speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it ain't preseason, and now you know the pressure's coming from everywhere. And it's not going to be the first series and I go sit down. It's not going to be two series and I go sit down. It's going to be two series, three series, and I've said this so many times, is I want to see how people handle adversity.
Yeah.
When everybody's telling you you're wonderful, you're terrific, everything, and things are going well, and you're getting great blocking and all that stuff, that's fine. All well and good. But it doesn't happen on a consistent basis in our business. It's how do you respond to bad things? It's like, you know, Mitch, we're all about golf, okay? We love golf.
Yep.
It isn't the good shots. It's how do you manage the bad shots? You ever watch the pros? They're in the woods, and all of a sudden they're on the green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How do you handle the bad shots? How do you handle the bad things? And that's where you learn to grow in this business.
See, Joe, I show JP that every time we play. If I hit one in the trees, I end up getting the par. He goes, man, you make me sick with that.
Right, because I am a weak-minded blogger, and when I hit it in the trees, I just mentally quit on the hole.
But there are analogies. I mean, you know, managing, you know, you're going to have bad situations. You're going to make mistakes. And listen, you those guys on the other side of the ball are mighty darn good. And so you know, like I said, when you're a rookie in this league at our position, at the quarterback position, the volume of learning is incredible. But you have to improve every day. Every week,
yep.
You know, and that's where hope can be created, and that's what I say to the fans. You know, unfortunately, we say, hey, let's give it some time, but we really have to because the team has been basically revamped, and we have a very young, talented individual at the quarterback position who I think, having spent a little bit of time, I think he's mentally tough enough to be able to handle what is called quarterbacking at the professional level.
You know, it's funny you say that, Joe, because what stood out to me most about Daniels yesterday, and I don't think him rushing the ball 16 times is a recipe for long-term success, right? You don't want to take his running ability away, but ideally you keep that 8, maybe 10 carries, something like that, right? But what he showed, I thought, and I think this goes along with what you're saying about his mental toughness, he showed that he is a dog competitor. And the only thing that could get going was his legs, and damn it, he's trying to run through daylight.
Now he has to temper that movement with his legs to be able to buy time to get receivers the ball down the field.
Mm-hmm.
So you move to create opportunities. You don't move just to take off and run. And I think he's got to work on his sliding a little bit. I kept watching him run, and he sort of would dive forward. I'm thinking, no. One of these guys is going to come at you and hit you, and he's going to get a 15-yard penalty, and you're going to get a trip to the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, he took the one shot from Bryce Hall, right? That was the helmet-to-helmet. Yeah. They got the penalty. Still, you'd like to see fewer of those, obviously.
Yeah, well, again, it's part of the learning process to be able to, you know, I say this to every young quarterback. Your job, your number one job is to keep yourself available to play in practice so you can get better.
Mm-hmm.
I use Deshaun Watson as an example. You know, he missed time in training camp this year because of a shoulder issue. And you know, 6 games 1 year, 6 games another year, no games, you know, when you left Houston. Now, you know, he's got to work his rear end off to try and find it.
Yes.
And when you got $265 million in the bank, how hard are you going to work hard to find it? Plus, you're 4 years. You're basically 4 years older.
Right.
Yep.
And 4 years removed from playing at a top level.
Exactly.
Joe, I don't know if anything stood out to you from elsewhere around the league. But looking ahead now, we've got the Giants coming to town. And unfortunately, the Giants always seem to deliver their best results against Washington.
But they didn't look good either.
What's that?
They did not look good either.
No. And you look at this game, the Giants have some serious dogs on their D-line. But I think from a talent standpoint, this is a far better matchup for Washington than Tampa was. What do you want to see against New York at home, Jaden Daniels' home debut, what should be a packed house? Like, what do you think that should look like?
From Jaden, basically, I want to see him get the ball out of his hands and be decisive with where he wants to go with the football. I don't want to necessarily see him run as much. And if he does move, which is different than running, find somebody to get the ball to. And this is where, we talk about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Mm. You know, when I had the opportunity to play with the great Art Monk, people would say, oh, wow, you could always find Art. No, Art found me. I would scramble around, but it seemed like Art was always the guy I could find, just like Patrick always finds Travis. You got to let the receivers know, if I'm moving, if I'm on the right side, move to me, move back to me, give me a place to put the ball. Don't let somebody plaster on you, but work your rear end off to give me a place to get it out of my hands. You know, we're working together in this thing.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see him. You know, obviously, I don't want him to carry the ball 16 times in a game. I mean, it's, you know, Daniel Jones does it a lot. I mean, we could have a rushing contest in this one between the quarterbacks, the way things have gone, which you don't want. I'd like to not see people run by us and have people, you know, open behind us.
For sure.
If people are going to score, make them work.
Yeah,
make them work their ever loving rear ends off. If they're let's make them work. If they're going to get to pay dirt, let's make sure it takes them a long time, and you don't get these, you know, big bombs. Which, you know, historically one of our big problems is being able to score points.
Yeah,
you know, we put up what, 20 yesterday.
Yeah,
but really the last couple of touchdowns, the game was sort of out of hand.
Yeah, it was 37-13 with 5 minutes left.
You know, right. But I think that, you know, I know one thing. The guys didn't quit, and that's a start for me. They didn't throw in the towel and say, oh, you know, geez, we're getting our rear ends kicked. We'll line up and get ready for the Giants. No, they kept working their tail off. And that's a credit to Dan and his staff. And, you know, to me, you know, again, like it's, This football team, different than we've had before, this one has a lot of change going on in it. And it's going to take some time to be able to adapt to the changes and the communications that are necessary to be successful.
Yep. Joe, we really appreciate
it.
It
don't happen overnight.
Giving us time on your birthday, man. I hope you enjoy the day and get to celebrate. And maybe next week, if we are able to talk, we're having a different conversation.
I hope so, too. If you reach out, let me know. I'd love to visit with you guys. Always love visiting with you. Love listening to you. You know, Mitch and I have known each other 100 years. JP, you and I, not quite as long.
We're getting there, though. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, seriously, appreciate it, man.
Hey, I just want to be around for the next 10 or 20.
All right. Got you.
Me and you both. Thank you, Joe. Happy birthday,
man. All right,
man.
Joe. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Joe Theismann, what a legend. I think really fair analysis there.
Yeah.
Really in line with what you and I have said about this is a rebuild. Jaden looked pretty good. There are steps to take, obviously.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.